Good day, good people. Welcome to another edition of the Cool Soul Roar podcast. I hope you are having a wonderful day, wherever you are, night, whenever you decide to click the download button. And for that, I am grateful, but I hope that you are having a great day or evening, whatever time of the day it is. Today, we are joined by Cool Soul of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. She is a visionary. She's a makeup artist, and she has a dynamic smile. She does makeup for some celebs and everyone in between because she does not say no to anyone. She's a beautiful soul. She's extremely talented. Here is Mimi J with The Glamatory. Enjoy. You know you gotta be a cool soror to talk to the cool soror herself.
I'm a cool soror.
Hey, y'all.
I am a cool soror of...
What's up, y'all? I'm a cool soror of...
Hi, I am a cool soror of...
It's the Cool Soror Podcast, hosted by me, Rashawn Ali. And we are back with another episode of the Cool Soror Podcast. And I'm telling you, we just keep getting sprinkled with so much love. And really happy to be joined by Mimi Johnson, also known as Mimi J, who is a cool soror of...
Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.
How you doing, Mimi J?
I am great. Happy to be here, Rashawn.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I've seen your work. I mean, you are a makeup artist, entrepreneur. You do it all. And I've seen your work, and your work precedes itself. I mean, like, you know, sometimes where you see makeup artists and then they become the artist too. They become like the they try to be the star too. That's not you. You do your job and you let your work speak for itself. But now the tables are about to turn. I'm going to hear all about that. So let's talk about how you even got into beauty and makeup.
Yeah, sure. So I've always been artistic. Yeah. It's just in me. My dad's an artist. He's a singer and a painter. And that's always been in me. So I did the traditional thing, moved here from Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I'm from. Moved here to go to Clark Atlanta University, CAU.
What's up, CAU?
And did the traditional thing. My mom was like, you know, you should just get a business degree or something.
Of course.
You can get a job. So did that, got into IT, actually. I was a consultant for Accenture, and I was 22, 23 years old traveling.
Yeah.
And I would take girlfriend trips all the time. And I was a designated makeup artist every time.
Every time.
That's how it started. It was
really
just fun. And one trip to New York, one of my friends said, you're like really good. You should be a makeup artist. And I never thought about it. But I always had like a entrepreneurial spirit. I just didn't know what it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I just jumped out there and said, okay, I'll try it. It's fun. I had a marketing degree, so I knew, okay, let me make a business card. So I called three of my friends over one Saturday, did their makeup, had a digital camera, made some cheap Vista print business cards,
right,
and just started passing them out and just really stuck to it and started learning the craft and observing and doing research. And one thing led to another, and it became my career.
So how did you get, attached to like some big celebrity names? Did they kind of start hearing about you through word of mouth? Did they start seeing your work? Like, was it an introduction? How did that work out? How did it play out?
Yep, sure. So every big opportunity that I've had has been word of mouth.
Okay.
So I guess that all stems back to branding and just being a good person overall. There was a lot of things that I did for quote unquote free, which is an investment on my end. But I saw good in someone else. Hey, I can help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it came back full circle.
Right.
For example, the Housewives. I work with Kenya Moore, and I had done a free photo shoot for a photographer that was really awesome. And he came back months later like, hey, I have this photo shoot. It's not paid, but it's a cover. And it was a former Miss USA. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, that sounds cool. I show up. Cameras are everywhere. And then they're like, oh, yeah, Kenya is going to be the new housewife.
So wow.
My very first time doing Kenya's makeup was actually on an episode.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, everything that I've ever done big has been a referral of word of mouth.
Wow, that's good. So now your celebrity list is pretty long now. Like, do you have, no, you can't say if you have favorites.
My favorites.
Yeah. But is there anybody that you think about out that you want to work with eventually, or are you just like, whatever face is in my seat?
I am definitely whatever face is in my seat good. Is a celebrity, but of course I would want to do a Rihanna or a Beyonce, or actually a Michelle Obama, because I mean, I just look up to her.
Okay, and that would be an honor, right? Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself as a makeup artist looking at? Don't look at mine right now, because I'm just like,
she's pretty.
Thank you. No, but you know, it's like after the show and it starts coming all down. But do you find yourself?
That's looking, when it's good. It's right, sat in. It's, it looks natural.
Right. Do you find yourself looking at people's makeup like,
Yes.
All
yes.
the time.
I definitely cannot take you seriously if your brows are out of place. I'm zeroed in. You could be making a great point. I just can't get past the brows.
Right. Hilarious. Now, and it's funny because, you know, as I have had several makeup artists, and everybody starts, when they start a face, they do something totally different. Like the makeup artist who did my makeup today, Jay Knight, she started with my eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Do you have a certain way of like how you like to start a face, or does it depend on the make of the face?
I think traditionally I like to start with eyes first.
Okay.
And that's only because if you think about it, if you're doing a smoky eye, for example, and then you've done the foundation and then all of a sudden this black product falls on your face, you have to fix it. Right. So if I do the eyes first, then I don't have to go back and fix stuff.
Got you.
But there's no right or wrong way to do it. As long as the end result looks great, it works.
Right. So tell us about the Glamatory. And I think I might have heard that before I knew who was attached to it. What exactly is that?
Yeah, sure. So the Glamatory is your one-stop shop for anything pretty.
Love it.
We sell makeup there. So kind of think of like a mini Sephora.
Yeah.
And I've kind of taken a liking to, you know, we have brands like Becca Cosmetics and Inglide and Kevin O'Korn, which are popular brands, but we also support the smaller emerging brands, especially those black-owned beauty brands that I'm really trying to give back to the community in that way. And then I actually have 8 makeup artists that work under me that are amazing as well. So you can come and get glammed or shop for glam.
So people can make an appointment if they have prom, or if they have a night on the town, or if they just want to say, you know what, I just feel like getting my face beat today.
Yeah.
They can come in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's the atmosphere like, and what do people experience when they come to the Glamatory?
Most people love my purple glitter wall in there. Uh-huh. They want to take pictures by it. So it's mainly a very upscale, lots of acrylics, lots of glitter and purple.
All things pretty.
Yes,
yes, yes. And then you're not shying away from creating your own line. So you have a line, Lip Art.
Absolutely.
That you collaborated with Angela Simmons on.
Absolutely.
Tell us more about that, and how can people get their lips?
Yeah, so when you asked the question of some of my favorites, Angela is at the top of the list. She's very easy to work with, and she loves lipstick just as much as I do. So it was quite organic once I started thinking I wanted to collaborate with someone that I would pick her.
Okay.
And she was happy to do it, great to work with. So we collaborated and made some really awesome colors. So Lip Art was a collaboration with Angela.
So is that available at the Glamatory only, or how can people?
Exclusively at the Glamatory.
So what are some of the names of the colors that you have, if you can think of?
Yeah, sure. Well, our inaugural colors were actually on the anniversary of it, but they were around the holidays.
Okay.
So our number one color is Sleigh Bells.
Yes, sleigh. Yes.
Spelled S-L-A-Y. Bills. So that's our number one. Holidays is like our number two. It's a pretty metallic, bronzy kind of color.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the spring we had another launch of two colors. One was Rendezvous, because it was around Valentine's Day, and that was one of our most popular colors too.
Right. You know, recently Rihanna released her Fenty line. Have you had a chance to explore it? I've asked a lot of makeup artists. They were like, "Yeah, it's good. It's good." So, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, kudos to Rihanna. You know, let's be honest, anything she is going to touch is going to turn to gold.
Right,
so
right.
She could have came out with 8 colors and it still would have went triple platinum like an album.
Right.
But I, you know, hands off to her. I love that she has the range of colors. And that's kind of been the selling point, that she has 40 shades.
Right.
Now, she's not the first brand to have as many shades, because we can go to the MAC counter. They have just as many. But I did like the product. I do. And actually, I'm wearing the lip balm that she has on my eyelids and on my lips. So, I support it.
Okay, good. I was just trying to see, is this good across the board? Yeah, I definitely want to check it out just to see what the pigments are like, and see if they do well.
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, good. So it's Mimi J approved. So let's talk about the show, The Graduates ATL on Aspire, that aired September the 30th. So it follows HBCU grads as they build their careers. How did you become attached to this show? What is it that you want to get out of it? All of that good stuff.
Sure. So this is actually their second season. They started in New York.
Okay.
And actually, the producers found me on Instagram. So
come on, Graham.
The power of social media. So again, I'm a graduate of Clark Atlanta University, and they were looking for positive images to portray on the network. So, I've been approached a couple times before, and I didn't want to be the typical reality star on TV, especially for a black woman. We have such a bad connotation right now. It's ratchet, or it's throwing drinks, it's arguing, all that stuff. And I said yes because, you know, I'm a single mom, an entrepreneur. I did graduate from college. You don't have to be that person.
Right.
And I wanted to show that, and I wanted to be an inspiration for other people that, you know, even though I am a single mom, you can still achieve your dreams.
Absolutely. So. What have you been able to, I guess, learn about maybe your other co-stars or anything like that? What have you been able to gain?
You know, I was a little nervous at first. Yeah. Like, what are they going to do? Like, who are these people? And honestly, they picked a really good cast. Mm-hmm. Like, we have, you know, Morehouse grads who are doing great things in the community. One of my co-stars is doing stuff with Steve Harvey's Foundation and Usher's Foundation.
Yeah.
There's a celebrity chef on the show. There's an entrepreneur that has a franchise in insurance. So some amazing people, and we really have an organic chemistry, and that was special to me.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the feedback been like so far? Good?
It's been good. Yeah. It's been good because there always has to be some type of entertainment in there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it can't be a hunch. It's positive, but it has to be some kind of angle to make people watch. So our angle was conversations that are relevant, like dating and who pays the bills and what are gender roles. So we had a heated discussion in our first episode. So I didn't agree with the ladies, and you know, that conversation carried on social media. So I think it served its purpose.
Okay, good. so how many episodes are you guys going to do for this season?
There are 10 episodes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is okay. It's all the way official.
Yes.
Have you, besides the fact that people know you through Instagram and what you've done already, have you gotten hey, did I see you on Aspire TV? Have you gotten that yet?
I've gotten a few text messages.
Okay.
I have. And I mean, even before that, it's kind of funny to be out sometimes like, oh my God, you're Mimi J. And I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Yes, I am. What do you mean? Right.
No, it feels great.
It feels good. Good for you. I mean, did you see that blessing coming, or?
You know, I didn't see that coming, but I knew that something great was going to happen out of all the hustle that I've done over the years.
Yeah.
You know, it gets very hard day to day. And sometimes you get stuck into the day to day and you can't see all the good things that you've accomplished. So when stuff like that happens, you take a moment to be thankful and say, wow, this did happen.
Yeah.
So it's a little surreal.
Yeah.
I'm appreciative.
I'm sure. Take me back a little bit to what it was like growing up in Missouri, and like, what did you learn from your upbringing that still helps you to this day?
Yeah. So I'm a Midwest girl.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty even tempered, down to earth. In the Midwest, we're not that flashy, you know?
Right.
So when I moved to Atlanta, it was like culture shock. These girls are going to class in stilettos at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
Whoa. So, but what my upbringing was, full of love. I didn't come from a two parent household per se. My parents are divorced, but I have a great relationship with my mom and my dad. They never showed, though they had their issues, they treated me with love. And I've grown up with that same level of support throughout school. I'm actually the first of my grandmother's children to graduate from college.
For you.
Yeah, so a little added pressure, but it felt really good to have nieces and nephews that look up to me.
Right,
so,
you kind of set the precedent for the next generation.
Yeah, so, you know, I come from a place of love and support, and that's carried on through my life, and that's how I treat other people.
Right, right. Yeah. So in addition to everything that you have going on, included in the Glamatory is Grind Pretty.
Yes.
What exactly is that movement?
Yeah, so organically, I just have a big heart, especially for women. I think it started with, you know, me building my brand in beauty. I saw women gravitate towards me, and it started becoming people that aren't in beauty. Like, well, how did you build the Glamatory, and how did you get this client, and how did this happen? And I just started feeling a responsibility to help within business itself. So I started Grind Pretty to be more of a resource for other women in business, not just entrepreneurs, but even climbing the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
So I've built the site to be inspirational and just something to go and reference. I do a lot of videos to highlight other business women.
Yes, that's beautiful.
Inspiration. And we have some events and some awesome stuff planned ahead.
Look at that smile. Wonder what that awesome stuff is. That's beautiful. How do you continue? You seem to like pour into a lot of other people, making sure, you know, everybody that comes into your chair, I know you have an instant connection, whether there's words expressed or not, because you want to help beautify what is already there. But who's pouring into you?
You know what? The everyday people that are around me, honestly.
Okay.
You know, I give to people, I guess, the comfort when they sit in my chair, and this is the people that work around me. You know, I'm really big off of energy.
Yeah.
And it comes back full circle.
Yes.
You know, so some of my artists, you know, I could walk in the Glamatory and not feel that great, but some of them can sense and make me feel totally better and give me that extra push. My aunt, she's like my mother. She helps me with my son. She is like my superwoman.
Wow.
Yeah. She's totally my superwoman. So I definitely want to give her props and hope that she listens, because she's like, what is that? What is this internet stuff?
What makes her a superwoman? What makes her so amazing?
She has, you know, she's just a strong woman. Despite all obstacles, like, she didn't graduate from college and she didn't get to fulfill all the things that she's wanted. And she's kind of lived through me and other people that she's helped. Like, she has the biggest heart. So I could never complain.
Yeah.
I just see her strength and you know, I want to make her proud.
Yeah. I think she's very proud. Yeah. I think she's very proud.
I get on her nerves sometimes, but
it's okay. We all have that. We all have that. Is the Glamatory and all the other things that you're doing, is this your end all be all? Where else do you see Mimi J going?
Nah, not the end all
this
be all.
This is not the end all be all.
I call it the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah,
come on, beginning.
The beginning. Uh-huh. I'm just going where God leads me.
Yeah.
You know, I never imagined being a makeup artist. Never imagined being on TV. So who knows where I'll be. But I know that there's a purpose. And
yeah.
I know that I'm going to reach people in a way to help. That's been the continuing thing in my life that I'm seeing constant, that as I'm elevating to different levels, it's helping other people.
Yes.
So wherever I end up, I'm in hopes that the big picture is just going to help masses of people.
I love it. I love it. When, so the show is on every Saturday?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday. What time?
Yep. So every Saturday, it kind of fluctuates because they're starting to air them for HBCU football games at the halftime. So
every
Saturday.
Okay.
And then simultaneously, they're putting them on the website too. So if you ever miss the game, you can go on Aspire TV and you can see the episodes every Saturday.
Awesome. So I know that when you go back to, I know you're going to be at homecoming this year.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, that's me. Mimi J. That was me. So that's special. I know that's going to be very special. A different type of homecoming for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in 2012, you became a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Did Alpha Kappa Alpha choose you, or did you choose Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I think we chose each other.
Chose each other. Yeah.
It's always been on my heart. And, you know, things didn't quite work out in undergrad for various reasons.
Right,
but
right.
I never let go of that.
That's good.
Yeah. And I, you know, found the chapter that I fell in love with.
Yep.
And they fell in love with me too.
Right.
So it worked out.
Yeah, Tau Epsilon Omega. That's one of my favorite Atlanta chapters.
Yes.
I've hosted a couple of events with them, and I've got some news awards from the latest line that you had mm-hmm. there. I was there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I definitely love that chapter. What is your definition of cool, Mimi?
Definition of cool is effortlessly being dope.
Oh,
the cool people take no effort to be cool, you
right?
know? And they're not trying to be someone else; they're mm-hmm. just themselves.
Yeah,
and you just exude it,
right?
You know?
That's exactly that's what you're doing. Your smile is magnetic. Do you smile a lot? You find joy in laughter, I'm sure.
I do.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. So, how can people find you? Tell everybody about the show again and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, sure. So you can find me. All of my social media handles are Mimi J Online.
Come on.
M-I-M-I-J Online. Follow the Glamatory, and Glamatory is spelled G-L-A-M-A-T-O-R-Y. And you can follow Grind Pretty as well. Please be sure to check out the Graduates ATL on Aspire TV every Saturday.
Love it. Well, continued success on everything. We see you doing your thing, Mimi J. And one day I'm going to get in that chair because I see you be beating them faces. It's like, let me
I'm
get
waiting.
This chair. Yes.
I am waiting.
Awesome. Mimi J, everybody.
Thank you. Hey, my name is Mimi J. I'm a beauty expert, owner of the Glamatory and Grind Pretty. You can catch me on Aspire TV on the Graduates ATL. And I'm a cool soror of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated.